Each week we speak with Matt Stringer, who is the Chief Executive of RNIB, looking at some of the big stories this week and lots of reaction, Matt, to yet more changes in the lockdown rules across the UK.
We're talking, just as England have announced a new tiering system, clearly the devolved nations have had their own, you know, restrictions through October and November, with probably more to come back into this week or next week. So I think everybody is probably seeing they can salvage a bit of Christmas over the 4 or 5 days of Christmas, but also seeing that the sort of routine every day is going to be pretty restricted. It's just timely, I think, to remind people of the services that the RNIB offer to help get people through what is still going to be, you know, a difficult time, and maybe enhanced by greater feelings, maybe of loneliness and isolation through the Christmas period. And I would encourage people to go online and use, you know, a lot of our generic services, but also things that we've been working on through the year that are still there to support people through lockdown. So again, you know, our helpline is there 5 days a week, 0303 123 9999, and pointing people in the right direction for support and help depending on what they need. And clearly there's a whole raft of services that sit behind that helpline that can help people with. And again, I'd remind people of things we've put in place this year, the access to food capability, which hundreds of people have used to make sure they can secure groceries. We have a whole ton of services around welfare and help with reading services that sort of sit behind our helpline, if that's the way people want to make contact. We've been consciously dialing out to people through the summer and the autumn. We have been working with one or two of the government ministries, particularly the Department of Culture, Media and Support, who've helped us with an initiative which has now contacted well over 80,000 people. So that's 80,000 calls we've dialed out to, you know, give people support at home, and we'll be carrying on with that program. So again, you know, do get in touch, and that's the way that we can support people. So, you know, I'm conscious as you move through lockdown, you tend to sort of think you get used to it and becomes a bit normal. But I don't for one moment forget that for many people, it's still very, very challenging, and we should not lose sight of all the great services that the RNIB offer for people, which, you know, the primary way of accessing them again would be through the helpline, as I've said, or going on our website.
Yeah, please do. We will remind you of those details a little bit later as well. We are trying to get as normal a Christmas as we possibly can around the UK, Matt. You know, we're still probably a bit unsure about how that'll work, but some things do continue. And I wanted just to draw attention to letters to Santa.
Well, we have a big Christmas campaign, and we try and have some fun with that as well. So I've talked previously about our campaign in a video with Kira. Please do go and find that. But one particular favourite that's been running for over 20 years now has been our letter to Santa. And that is, you know, as you know, Alan, that inside track to Santa at the RNIB, the ability to get Santa to write a letter that we can send out to children, and what people need to do to access that service. And, you know, thousands do sort of every year, is to drop Santa a line. Now, who knew that Santa resides at the moment at Midgate House in Peterborough, PE11TN, which is our RNIB office in Peterborough. So if people wanted to send a letter to Santa Claus at the RNIB Midgate House, Peterborough, PE11TN, then we can make sure that we turn around a letter in the appropriate format for your child in good time for Christmas. And that's, you know, a great service. And I think, you know, particularly when we're, you know, sort of all of us struggling a bit through lockdown, trying to salvage as normal a Christmas as possible for kids who've been struggling with, you know, maybe, you know, not going to school in the summer and then being sent home because of COVID testing, and, you know, it's just been a tough time, then it's great that we can sort of maintain this tradition and give people a bit of a lift at Christmas.
Indeed. And as Matt said, all those letters in accessible formats as well. And who would have known that Santa was in Peterborough? There you go. Something I noticed as well, Matt, actually, have you seen the adverts on TV for Christmas now? Many of them with audio description. I'm noticing that more and more this year.
We've been working with a lot of largely sort of retailers and sort of FMCG brands who do big Christmas campaigns to get those audio described. I've been involved in that by writing to some of the senior people at some of the retailers, John Lewis, M&S, etc. You know, averagely they are bending over backwards to help us, you know, realizing in itself, you know, again, this point of accessibility, how important it is for people to feel included at Christmas and have some of these modern Christmas traditions of the John Lewis ad or the M&S ad or whatever, you know, accessible for everybody. So most people have been working very closely with us and audio describing their their Christmas ads, and that, you know, maintains those strong relationships we've had for some time, but particularly through the early sort of, well, through the spring and summer when we were working with all the grocers on their operational processes in stores and all the work on access to food.
Now, I want to finish with, I suppose it's a bit of a gift idea for people as well. You know, we're all, or you certainly are, is it a bibliophile you like to refer to yourself as? You're a bit of a book reader, and RNIB is involved with a project called Read Along.
We've been trying to, you know, put a book out there which we think is a great character. Red and the Wolf is a title, and it's a little bit of a retelling of the Little Red Riding Hood story. We can send you this book, and it's something that you can interact with your children at sort of bedtime. And again, all the details are on the website, and you can see how you can get yourself one of these books. I have one clearly, and I sent it to my 7-year-old goddaughter, actually, or 6-year-old goddaughter. She's 7 soon. It's been well received by her and her parents. So, please go online and have a look at the Red and the Wolf section. One thing we're doing with this, which again is sort of a chance for some great audience participation, is we're trying to set a world record, Alan, here. So RNIB sets world record. You don't hear that very often. And we're trying to break the world record for the most people reading the book at the same time. So if you do get hold of the book, what you need to do is, take a picture of you and your family enjoying the story anytime you like, but actually it'd be good if you could post that image on Facebook. There's an event page for between 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the evening on Thursday the 10th of December. So plenty of notice. If you want to purchase the book and participate, just go on the website. If you sort of search Red and the Wolf, you'll find it. And I'm sure we'll get it through to you in good time. And I think, you know, Red, the character, is a very engaging character. As I say, it's a retelling of the Little Red Riding Hood story, but there's a little twist in there because it features characters with some disabilities. And I think it just helps people understand some of the challenges people have in society. But it's great fun.
Indeed. Yeah, Red's pretty great. And their gran is pretty cool as well. Do go to rnib.org.uk for more info on that. You can also find details by going to readalong.org.uk. Read along is all one word. And for more on RNIB as well, if you want to pick up the phone, if you'd like more support, if you'd like to find out about our book service or any of the services we can help with, please do dial 0303 123 9999. Matt, lovely to chat as always. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Thank you very much, Alan. Speak to you next week. Bye bye.